I'm Wayne Hepler, and this is Feedback. Today's guest grew up to lead high-tech companies and win awards, so why did they decide to take years of their lives working on supportive companies like yours, listener? We will talk about that today on Feedback, as I welcome two people to talk about America's Commerce Corps. And immediately I can hear people running from the radio. What? What is that? I think it's sexier than it sounds. But one of those is Stephanie Howe. Nice to have you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Yes. And Tim Palmer. Nice to have you as well.
Thank you.
We'll get into some of your background as we go along here. But I guess, Stephanie, to start, and we will talk about definitely what America's Commerce Corps does, right? Mm-hmm. And ComCom, which is an incredible website that is not Google, but actually has that as sort of its competition. But how did the old story goes? How did a nice girl like you end up getting mixed up in geology, which is your background?
So I went to Echo Hill Outdoor School as a fifth grader.
And where is that?
That is over on the Chesapeake Bay, Betterton, close to Washington College, Chestertown.
Sure.
And I'm like, this is really neat, and I know I want a career in something related to this. And kind of went from there. So went to college and got a degree in environmental science.
So in fifth grade, you knew?
Fifth grade, I knew I wanted to do something like that.
Okay.
I didn't know exactly what I was going to do.
Interesting.
Yep. And I don't know, I'm a context person, so I always want to know, like, why things work or why things don't work. So that, you know, lends itself well to being a scientist.
Yeah, I can remember being younger than fifth grade, and I was the guy who would fix the record player. Remember what those were?
Mm-hmm.
Little vinyl things.
Of course.
Yeah, I was the fix-it guy and ended up growing up to do media. We should say that Stephanie was named the Small Business Association Maryland Small Business Person of the Year. It's been almost 10 years now. Probably flew by, I would guess. Right?
Yeah.
But also the CEO of CEM, a full-service environmental consulting firm, as they say, applying practical science to improve communities, as we'll talk about today with the Commerce Corps. And Tim, you're the program ambassador, and you've got a GISP next to your name, which really talks about geospatial tech. You went to Salisbury.
I did.
Right, whereas Stephanie went to Allegheny at first, and then moved on to a couple of schools after that. But you got your geospatial downstate at Salisbury, and is that something you were also thinking about in fifth grade, or were you playing fireman and doing something more traditional?
I wanted to be a baseball player, and that didn't pan out.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't actually the best student in high school. My dad had gone to Salisbury. I think he might have pulled a few strings and got me in there, but I made the most of it, and I went through and started out as a history major. He asked what I was going to do with that, and I said I wanted to teach, and he said, no, you don't. He was a lifelong Harford County teacher.
And he didn't want you to
and
teach.
He did that not want me to teach.
Very interesting. That's a whole other interview
he
right
knows
there.
Me pretty well. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just stumbled into what was called remote sensing at the time, and GIS was kind of born out of that, and I'm very lucky. Before I left Salisbury, I had already 2 years under my belt doing GIS
wow.
mapping.
Good
yeah.
for you.
But you are a good teacher. No, you really are.
I appreciate that. In GIS, I think. I have such a passion for that.
Which is geographic information systems for those sitting at home who might be thinking, what the heck are they talking about?
Exactly. Yeah. I do. It's a great field for me.
Yeah. Now, to complete the studies here, you, Stephanie, had gone to Kent State and also did some studies at University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sensing geologic goings-on in places like that. I went to Ohio U, and Kent State's sort of just up the road, so how did geology and Kent State come together for you?
So it really wasn't geology. It was groundwater science, which is a subset of geology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called hydrogeology, but you never use that word because nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
anytime you talk subset of geology, I'm not sure you hold people at the party.
You have two things in geology. You're either doing paleontology or you're doing some kind of resource that's either renewable or non-renewable. So you're either doing gas and oil or water.
Right.
And I went into the renewable.
Yeah. And CEM is a company that's involved in doing just those kinds of things?
It does and more. So our tagline is applying practical science to improve communities. So we're not locked into any one, you know, particular service area. It's pretty much anything that's going to impact regular people. You know, we're interested in doing that from a scientific standpoint.
Right. So the two of you have come together here today to really be talking about, I feel like I'm doing public radio. We brought you here today to talk about what we're calling America's Commerce Core, which you founded, Stephanie,
yes.
and
yes.
officially just went on the books in October of 2023. So this is fresh, but I know there were years in the making of that. Now, as you say in your own information, this is meant to help small business, which again doesn't sound terribly sexy, but I know I'm talking to a lot of small business people as we talk here in Harford County, USA, right? Whole lot of them. And boy, have they had their ups and downs over the last decade.
Right.
Right, if not more than that. I mean, so your timing would seem to be just on the money.
Right.
Right. So what is ACC doing to help small business? You're saying things like small business generates 50% of U.S. gross domestic product. We're trusting you're accurate in that. That's GDP. And 60%, that's two-thirds
mm-hmm.
of new jobs come out of small business.
That's right? Coming from SBA.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Small Business Association. So that's a lot. Right?
Right.
So why do they need the help if they're seeming to do so well? And I know there is quite a response to that.
Right. So first, let's talk a little bit about founding America's Commerce Core. When the Small Business Administration named me as a small business person for Maryland, that was a program that was started by John Kennedy during his tenure as president. It was the ceremony was around Memorial Day, and it kind of dawned on me that there's different segments of the population that are thanked and they're recognized for what they contribute to the country. So we all thank our veterans for their service. We thank our EMTs, especially after 9/11. So there are people that we recognize make contributions. There's a name for them. There's a holiday for them. And I looked out at all the people that were sitting there, you know, for this small business award ceremony. And I thought, there's no name for all of these people, yet they contribute tremendously to our economy. And they're working every day. They're not just making money for stockholders. They're, you know, they're donating their time and their money and making things happen in their community. And I thought, they need a name. You know, they need an identity. And so I came up with the name America's Commerce Corps, so kind of like the Marine Corps, but for business. So let's have an identity, and then let's help these people, because when you start a business, rarely do you have a business degree, you know, let alone an MBA. If you have one of those, you go to corporate America. So everything you're learning on the fly, and there really isn't anyone that can help you. There's a lot of things that you have to learn, and you're learning, I say, you know, through the School of Hard Knocks. So there's a lot of things that you have to do. And then as we add in more regulations, there's more things that you have to learn and more things that you have to handle. So the idea was a movement that recognized these people, the people that work for them, the contribution that they're making to our country, and then helping them to be successful.
So you're listening to Stephanie Howe, who is the founder of America's Commerce Corps, and also with her is Tim Palmer, the ACC program ambassador. Do you feel like an ambassador, Tim?
I do.
You're also a geospatial specialist. So how did you get involved in all of this? Because obviously not every small business involves what you do.
Right. So Steph and I have been cohorts for over a decade, and I run the geospatial side of CEM. So we do a lot of computerized mapping for our clients. Again, like you said, we apply practical science to improve communities. At the beginning of the pandemic, we sort of looked around and said, what else? We want to do something more. We saw a lot of local struggling businesses. And so we brought what we do best to the table. So Steph's the idea person and sort of culminated this whole idea of, well, what if we could take what you do and help those businesses? And that's really how it came about. It was the ability to take the location of different businesses and only local businesses and show them to the world what's going on, you know, who's open, who's not open, that sort of thing. And it sort of evolved from there.
Well, that would seem to bring in e-commerce, which is kind of the great adversary, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And really our goal was to help level that playing field and give them a brighter spotlight in which people can see.
So when we're talking about what's contributed to GDP by small business, that's one statistic. The other statistic is how often they fail. And that's really what the problem is.
And why they fail. Can we hear both of those sides?
Yeah. The reason that they're struggling now more than ever for one reason, and that's been the internet. back in the day, we had the Yellow Pages. And so if you were a small business, you advertised in the Yellow Pages, you advertised in your local newspaper, right? And maybe you sent coupons out. All of that has gone away. And everything is e-commerce now. So the small businesses have to compete with their regional and national counterparts to get local business. And what happens on the internet when you have the big search engines? They're pay to play, right? There's not, in the phone book, it was a very thick book and you could look through it.
Well, the Yellow Pages were very expensive, but it still was a dominant source, right? Well,
but if you do a Google search now, what are you going to get? You know, six responses, and they're not going to be local businesses because they don't have the resources to pay to be seen. Mm-hmm. So our small businesses, I call them local businesses because, you know, as Tim says, it's not a small business to the person that's owning it and running it. They've become invisible. And so they're using social media and they're using, you know, maybe their website. And it's very hard for them to get people to find them. And so the idea, what we're doing with America's Commerce Corps, is to give them dedicated space and take them from being invisible to visible again. So we make one place where people can go and find local businesses without the local businesses having to compete with regional and national counterparts.
You small business listeners out there, we're talking about America's Commerce Corps, brand new, courtesy of Stephanie Howe, who you just heard from, the founder, and the program ambassador, Tim Palmer, who's involved in geospatial technology. I was looking up, as I prepared for this interview, some of the e-commerce sales predictions for the next few years here. I found pretty interesting, Via Statista, for whom I have a lot of respect. I find their information very credible. And even though America obviously has a huge e-commerce program, right, China would also come to mind, they are still going to be in the top 10 of growth for e-commerce between now and 2027. I find that amazing. They'll still be in the top 10 of growth for that span of time. I mean, that's quite a statistic. Top of the list, I don't know who would figure this out, but I thought I would pass it along anyway. Mm-hmm. India at over 14% growth. Brazil, interesting. They are doing some interesting things with the web in South America. Argentina, also in there. Turkey, Mexico, Russia, China, of course, South Africa, Italy, and then the U.S. right now is projected to be 10 in e-commerce growth. So that says some pretty tough things for small business, right? If they're going to try to fight against what's already a biggie and only going to get bigger. So I know Mr. Geospatial over here, Tim, the two of you put together your own special website to try to help the locals deal with the Google searches of the world that bring up the world. And what is that all about?
We did. It's called ComCon. It's short for Community Connection. And really what we did is we partnered with a company called Esri. They're the global leader in GIS software. And we've been partnered with them for years. And really it was to use their platform, again, to think more for U.S. small businesses to think nationally. So imagine someone from Denver is flying into the Baltimore area and they're visiting family for the holidays. They want to stay on the local scene. They don't want to go to, you know, a chain restaurant or a box store. You can go right into the application. You can click on Eats. You can click on Libations. You can search by breweries or distilleries, whatever you want to do, and you can even look for events and even food trucks. Mm-hmm. All local. The only businesses that show in there are local owned businesses.
So your own little website.
Yes.
Only not so little.
Well, that's the goal.
Yeah. Think of it as a search engine, not a website.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Talking www.comcon, that's ComCon .mobi. Mobi, which to me is the best suffix I could ever possibly think of for the internet. Yeah, much better than com or net. Again, that's www.comcon.mobi, M-O-B-I, if anybody would like to take a peek at that. Now, I know the business would obviously be interested in this, right? So
right.
How do they become a part of this? Maybe you can take that, Stephanie.
Sure. Well, you built it. You go ahead.
And, you know, if you don't mind, I'll stop, because the way you just put that, Stephanie, brings another question to mind. You built it. Was it hard?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's been a labor of love for 3 years.
Wow, really?
It really has been.
Now you've had full-time employment going on along the way. And
we talk a lot about that.
You might have family, et cetera, right? So kind of like professors, we have, this side gig of major research while we're trying to be teaching people. So there was a lot going into this.
There was a lot on both ends, both Stephanie and I, both from sort of the incubation stage and trying different formulas and getting it right. to, all right, we don't have the formula quite right. You know, we're maybe up to Heinz 57 now, you know, so mm-hmm. we want that 57th formula. But it is, it for both of us, it was weekends and nights and vacations and, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. So, you know, that really it just took us in a more determined way to make this happen. You know, it's important. You know, we are a small business. We're mm-hmm. on Main Street in Bel Air. We know what it's like. And we really felt passionate about giving a product that we both are proud of, but could also help other small businesses.
So people go to ComCon, they're going to see local businesses only.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly.
And how is that defined? What equals local?
So no chains, no box stores. A lot of people will come back and say, well, you know, I live locally and I own a chain restaurant or a chain store. Well, you also have marketing brand recognition internationally, let's say. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to name any, but, sure. you know, they have marketing and they have support and they have that recognition. We're talking about these...
And better pricing.
And better pricing.
Right.
Right. And that marketing is again, those search engines, you know, rely on the fees to push you up higher in the ranks. We really are focused on those mom and pop shops that they are. They're truly local businesses. They have something they want to do. It's important to them. It's important to us.
So you know, and if I may just remind people who they're listening to here, Tim Palmer, you just heard a moment ago, program ambassador for ACC, which is America's Commerce Corp, and founder is Stephanie Howe, our guest as well. And Stephanie, you were going to say?
I was going to say, when we were talking earlier about e-commerce, that is, I'm going online to buy something. Right. The other part of e-commerce is I have to go online to find a business. That's the purpose of this search engine, that you may be buying something online. There's lots of local shops that you know, ship things out, but maybe not. Maybe you want to go in person. You just are not aware of the local businesses. So as a for instance, I was showing this to the staff at my local eye doctor, because I don't get my glasses online. I go to the local guy that contributes, you know, to different things in the community. And, you know, one of the women were looking at it, and she's like, where's the Bird's Nest? I've never seen that. That's a barbecue place? I said, yeah, it's right downtown Bel Air. Oh, I didn't know that. So there are a lot of local businesses that local people don't know about, and if they did, you know, that they would support them.
Mm-hmm. So I guess there are two purposes to this then. The person doing small business wants to be on that site, mm-hmm. right? And the people who would like to find things, right, on that site. So we have to ask, when you say local is Bel Air, Harford County, regional, Albuquerque? Where are we going here? Because obviously if I'm local, I'm being facetious, Albuquerque, but I'm local in Albuquerque. I can be local in Lansing, Michigan, right? But you're not there.
Country.
You are going to.
Yeah, yep. It's just not... corporate chains, mm-hmm. right? So if you're getting marketing dollars and you're getting to participate in a big marketing campaign, or you're getting a price break because of volume, not that. It's the person that started their own business and pays for everything themselves. They can have multiple locations, but local is locally owned and operated. So you're hiring local people, you're paying local taxes, right? And you're buying locally. So the money is not going to a headquarters in some other state. It's right. staying, you know, in your local community.
But local is nationwide local.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Canada?
Yes. Well, it's America's Commerce Corp.
Okay. All right. But we like our friends in Canada. That's, you know.
But it can be replicated
sure.
in other countries.
Nothing against Canucks. Come on.
No.
All right. Right. So you could change your name, but at this point it's nationwide in the states.
Yes.
Right. So thus, 3 years to generate this website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Search engine.
That must have been something. Yes, sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. Again, it's a www.comcon, that's C-O-M as in Mary, and con as in not Mary, dot Mobi, M-O-B-I. Okay, and again, what's the suffix? Pardon my ignorance on that, but M-O-B-I.
Mobi. It's meant for mobile websites. You can view this website on desktops, on tablets, but it's really meant to be for the mobile person on their phone. So much commerce is generated through the phone that our focus was really getting people to you know, open their phones up and do the local search.
As someone who teaches media, I know that maintaining media, especially online, is a monster.
Right.
Webmastering is a monster because 5 seconds from now it's old.
Right.
And especially if you have a demo that's, heaven forbid, under 30, you know, they are looking for every single update you can possibly name, right? But from what I see in your information here, you've got a web developer to help businesses maintain their sites. Is that true? Their web presence?
Right. So we have partnered with a company that does websites very affordably, sets them up, and then the maintenance is also very inexpensive. Because every small business should have their own website, but as you mentioned, it's very expensive. If you go to an agency, you're going to pay a lot of money, or you're going to try to get a friend or a family member that knows how to do it. But as soon as it's out of date, you're kind of stuck with old information. But with ComCon, you can get away without having a website because your business is listed on the search engine. They can learn about you. You can publish specials there.
Right. So getting away from the Facebook thing, that's somebody's business.
Yeah, the
which they can
media,
still do.
They can
right?
still do
but,
it.
But I wonder about credibility when your website is, oh, go to my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. It's not only that. I mean, that's a very good point. But it's also the snarkiness. Social media sites are killing small businesses.
Social media is snarky?
It's killing
I'm
small
stunned.
Businesses. Well, first of all, you have bots. You have, you know, disreputable people that just make stuff up.
But I think the bot side of that is not what the average social media snark thinks about.
Right.
Right. Thinks about people and who I'm going to have to snark back at, and they'll snark back and go back and forth. But there is that, you know, AI side of things, mm-hmm. right, that can definitely get involved in this. But I'm sorry, you were also making the point.
Yeah. So think about it. Think you want to take a trip somewhere. You want to go to, I don't know, Nashville, and you've never been there before. Right. What are you going to do when you're going to your trip? You're going to go to TripAdvisor. You're going to go to Yelp. You're going to go to, I don't know, you know, Nashville, visit Nashville today.
Sure.
Or,
right.
you know, you have to string together about 12 different websites to find some things. And, you know, on those websites, there's going to be ratings and comments and things that are maybe true, but most of them are not, or they're overly harsh.
But I have found the best way to make use of those is when I actually contact somebody on that mm-hmm. and actually I see the response from somebody back to me one-to-one, which to me sounds an awful lot like the local you're talking about.
It's a lot of work, though, right? Mm-hmm. And then you throw up your hands, because I see this all the time.
Well, and you don't know this person.
Yeah, you'll go to Facebook and you'll go, going somewhere,
right.
you know, suggestions.
Right.
And, but
don't go there, you idiot.
You can go to a place now and you can see the local eateries and the local shops and the local happenings, and then you can make up your own mind without worrying that you're being directed by the algorithms in the big search engines to see the things they want you to see, you know, or all that noise, that you know, muddiness with the ratings and the comments.
So, Tim Palmer, you're not worried about snark on your site?
No, there's no snark on our site.
Really?
It's a one-way, it's the information's one-way. It's from the businesses to the consumers.
Oh, it's not two-way?
No, it's not two-way.
Okay.
We let the businesses do the talking. Steph was mentioning we have the ability for the business to post specials so that people can go in and see that they have a special and they can come in and be part of that ComCon community.
But what if I've got my Tim business and I go on there and say, you know, that's Stephanie business. It's a dog. You really
you
should
can't.
Come to the Tim business.
No, not on this app. You can't.
Yeah.
Not
can't
on
do
this
that.
Website. No.
Why? No. How's that being?
It's
not built into it. Our philosophy is there's plenty of negativity, and if you want it,
go
there's
else.
Lots of places to go
but,
to get
but
it.
I wouldn't have the capacity to do that because you say it's one way.
No.
Not
think
at all.
Of it as the yellow pages and coupons in the digital world.
Yeah, the site is not designed or built to accept input at all. It's output. It's 100% output. It's, for instance, as we were working through this, we were noticing a big uptick in food trucks, the food truck industry, for instance. A lot of the brick-and-mortar businesses through the pandemic decided, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to start up a food truck business.
And they're still around.
And they're still around, and they're doing great. And they're adding a second truck and a third truck. And one of that's the reason why we have a very special place just for food trucks. You can go in and click. We call it Business on the Go. You can click on it, and you can see for now we have a lot of Maryland food trucks in there, obviously wanting to go national. And it's a big boon for these food truck owners to be able to be seen. You can put a QR code on the side of their truck. You go up and you scan it, and you go right to ComCon, right to their business.
And again, that site is www.comcon.mobi. still way in love with that Mobi. Before we go out the door here, we got to talk about AI, because obviously it's got to be a part of what you're doing here. Someone who created the program at Harvard Community College, the campus where we sit at the moment here, talked about some of the impact of that and used medical as an example. And I'm sure you have your own examples you can improve on here. But saying in the field of healthcare, for example, AI-powered diagnostic systems can incorporate location intelligence, so we're talking geospatial, to analyze patient health data in relation to environmental factors, never thought about that, population density, access to healthcare. I mean, all that is made better by AI and by geospatial tech in particular. So this helps identify patterns, predict disease outbreaks, allocate resources effectively. You're not out there to revolutionize the medical world, but you are out there to revolutionize the small business world. Mm-hmm. So geospatial doing just that kind of powerful thing in its own way?
It is and more. And without geospatial, most of what you just talked about is not possible. Without that location data of what's where. So we've been in the environmental business for 30 years. GIS has propelled our business. It's really the backbone of what we do. We collect the data of what's going on in the environment, and what you've just described is key. Geospatial is the key piece to that. And so we've taken what we've done over the years, maybe TI, not artificial information, but TIM information, and essentially taking what we've learned.
How long were you thinking about that?
That just hit me.
TI.
It just hit me. I'm gonna trademark it.
I don't believe I've heard that one. I'm looking at my producer. We're lost now.
But this whole industry, it's not new to me and Stephanie. You know, we've been doing this for years. So again, taking the things that we know and we're really good at, and taking it to the next level, and again, helping out businesses. We've been a part of this community for a long time. I'm born and raised in Harford County. I love it here. Steph has built this amazing business from the ground up, and we are taking what we have done, our lumps of that we've taken along the way, and we're trying to help other small businesses avoid that.
Stephanie, I'll give you the last word, the Small Business Person of the Year, 2014. Stephanie Howe. I got to say the word sprockets just because I like saying sprockets. I also remember the Saturday Night Live bit that they did all too many years ago, basically based on old German silent film, but that's a whole other interview. Sprockets, though, in this case, has a different application for you and ComCon and what's going on with that and America's Commerce Corps.
Right. So ComCon is a tool in America's Commerce Corps. America's Commerce Corps is a bigger program, all geared towards helping local business owners. Sprocket
is another tool.
Yes, it's a training system that's soon to be a book that we published in the spring that teaches nuts and bolts about running your business. So no MBA business theory, just the critical components of your business and how to optimize them.
Trying to be real.
Yeah, well, effective.
Because lots of businesses going out of business, so.
Right. So the idea is you're setting yourself up as a giant magnet, both for your customers and your employees. And they know what you're all about, and you're, you know, making a contribution to your customers, to the company, and to the people that work for you.
Okay, got it. And Sprockets is on the website?
Yes.
Okay, so if people go to the search engine, comcon.mobi, they will find that and other tabs that they can click into. If businesses would like to become a part of the search engine site, they can do that as well.
Yes.
Stephanie Howe, the America's Commerce Corps founder, and lots of other things that you have done as well. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Tim Palmer, Mr. Geospatial, also a part of what Stephanie's been doing. Thank you as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.